Most entrepreneurs start with a spark, a product that solves a real problem, a service the market desperately needs, a vision that keeps them up at night. But here's the uncomfortable truth. Passion doesn't pay the bills, and brilliant ideas don't guarantee survival. Chip Connelly, founder of Joy de Vivre Hotels, calls this flying by the seat of your pants, and it works beautifully, until it doesn't. Financial intelligence isn't about becoming an accountant or memorizing formulas. It's about learning the language your business speaks when it's trying to tell you something important. Without it, you're essentially driving with your eyes closed, hoping the road ahead stays straight. Financial intelligence rests on three foundations. First, master the three core financial statements: income statements, balance sheets, and cash flow statements. Entrepreneurs whose sales doubled annually ran out of cash in 18 months, forced to sell pieces of their thriving company to survive. Their checkbook told one story, their financial statements told the truth. Second, recognize that financial numbers aren't mathematical absolutes. They're educated guesses dressed in decimal points. When airlines realized their planes lasted longer than expected, they changed their depreciation schedules. Suddenly, the same planes generated higher reported profits. Nothing physical changed, the accounting assumptions did. Third, apply this knowledge to decisions. Simple ratios reveal whether you can pay next month's bills, whether operations are efficient, whether profits are sustainable. Common obstacles include math anxiety, believing profit isn't the priority, fear of looking ignorant, and no time. But you can't afford not to understand your business's financial reality. Profit determines whether you control your destiny or answer to nervous investors and impatient creditors. Yet most entrepreneurs misunderstand it. Profit isn't simply cash in minus cash out. Most businesses use accrual accounting, which records sales when you deliver products, not when customers pay, and matches costs to those sales. This matching principle creates the art in financial reporting. Inventory costs hit your income statement when products sell, not when you buy them. Equipment costs spread across years through depreciation. Taxes appear monthly even when paid quarterly. While this reveals true profitability better than cash accounting, it introduces subjectivity that can be manipulated. A software company might boost earnings by adjusting revenue recognition from 50% to 75% upfront. Nothing about their actual business changed, just the accounting treatment. A delivery company, depreciating a $36,000 truck over 3 years, pays $1,000 monthly. But extending that to 6 years drops it to $500 monthly, instantly increasing profits by 50%. Same truck, same business, completely different bottom line. Experienced investors examine balance sheets first, while new entrepreneurs obsess over income statements. Your income statement shows semester grades, but your balance sheet tracks your cumulative GPA. Each profitable period improves equity, like each good grade improves your average. The balance sheet follows a simple principle: assets equal liabilities plus owner's equity. Assets split between current, convertible to cash within a year, and long-term, useful life exceeding a year. Cash is the only asset immune to accountants' discretion. It's actual money in the bank. Accounts receivable represents customer promises to pay, with an allowance for bad debt subtracted, introducing subjectivity companies sometimes exploit. Property, plant, and equipment gets recorded at purchase price rather than market value, preventing manipulation but creating anomalies where long-held assets may be dramatically undervalued. Liabilities and equity reveal how you acquired assets. Debt carries legal repayment obligations, while equity requires surrendering partial ownership. Owner's equity represents what remains after subtracting liabilities from assets. A negative number signals accumulated losses demanding immediate attention. Warren Buffett focuses on cash flow because it's hard to fudge. While boards obsess over income statements, cash flow reveals the unvarnished truth about financial health. Cash flow tracks actual money movements rather than accounting treatments. Three critical differences explain why profit doesn't equal cash. Revenue gets booked before payment arrives, expenses are matched to revenue rather than when paid, and capital expenditures don't count against profit, only their depreciation does. Sweet Dreams Bakery illustrates this perfectly. Despite showing profitability, by March, the company is $30,000 in the hole. The bakery pays suppliers in 30 days, but specialty grocery stores take 60 days to pay. This is precisely how profitable companies die. They run out of cash waiting for customers to pay. Fine Cigar Shops presents the opposite problem: cash rich, but bleeding money. This retailer collects cash immediately while negotiating 60-day payment terms with vendors. Despite losing money monthly, its bank balance grows from $10,000 to $105,000 in 3 months. This cash cushion masks underlying profitability problems. Cash flow statements divide money movements into three categories: operating activities, investing activities, and financing activities. Healthy operating cash flow indicates a profitable business successfully converting profits to cash. Raw numbers need context. A $1 million profit sounds impressive until you learn the company has $100 million in revenue. Suddenly, that 1% margin looks anemic. Different stakeholders focus on different ratios. Bankers examine debt to equity, business owners track gross margin, credit managers check quick ratios, and investors scrutinize price to earnings. Profitability ratios evaluate profit generation. Gross profit margin shows what remains after direct costs. Gary Erickson of Cliff Bar calls it the most crucial ratio for entrepreneurs. Operating profit margin reveals operational efficiency, while net profit margin shows the bottom line. Return on assets reveals profit per dollar invested. Extremely high ROA can indicate insufficient reinvestment. Return on equity shows profit per dollar of equity. Higher ROE might reflect smart leverage or excessive risk. Leverage ratios reveal debt usage. Debt to equity shows debt per dollar of equity. Many successful companies exceed one. Since interest is tax deductible, debt can be advantageous. Interest coverage measures ability to pay interest. Approaching one is alarming. Liquidity ratios measure obligation meeting ability. Current ratio compares current assets to liabilities. Approaching one means barely covering obligations. Quick ratio excludes inventory since it's harder to convert to cash. Efficiency ratios evaluate asset management: days in inventory, days sales outstanding, and total asset turnover. Understanding financial statements transforms you from reactive operator to strategic leader. Real power comes from applying this knowledge to capital investments, working capital management, and growth planning. Three methods reveal investment viability: payback period, net present value, and internal rate of return. Working capital management improves performance without increasing sales or cutting costs. Working capital equals current assets minus current liabilities, cash, inventory, and receivables minus short-term obligations. Days sales outstanding directly impacts working capital. Longer DSO means more cash tied up with customers. In a company with $8.7 million annual sales, reducing DSO by 1 day frees up $24,000. The cash conversion cycle measures collection effectiveness. For a company with 55 days sales outstanding, 74 days inventory, and 39 days payable, the cycle is 90 days. Financial intelligence should permeate your organization. Create focused training on key concepts. Identify 2 to 3 metrics and share them in weekly meetings. Make numbers visible through scoreboards comparing past performance with current results and future forecasts. The ultimate test isn't understanding numbers, it's using them to build sustainable business. With most small businesses failing within 5 years, financial intelligence separates lasting enterprises from cautionary tales.